Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the J6 Hearing Thursday. Feels like Christmas. We got a fine U.S. senatorial candidate later in hour two, Alex Lazary, calling in a new workers' bill of rights. But right from the top, we've got the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman. He is Ben Wickler, my fine guest. Ben, welcome back to the big show.
So great to be with you. This is a big day, and boy, these Republicans are going to have a lot to answer for as the truth gets out.
Well, if this is J6 Christmas, I guess you're Santa Claus. Ben, politically, how is the Democratic Party dealing with this? This is obviously not a traditional electoral thing, but the hearings sort of portend the telling of the tale of the former president that tried to steal democracy, directed a coup d'etat against his vice president, against democracy. Ben, what is the party's position? How are you guys playing the J6?
We are against insurrections that try to shred our Constitution and destroy America. And we are in favor of having a democracy that actually delivers for working people. I think the fundamental contrast that they will help establish is that on the Democratic side, you have candidates like Governor Evers and the folks running for Senate that are thinking about how to help working people, how to, you know, pave roads and make sure schools are good and make sure folks get a raise. And on the Republican side, there's an ongoing insurrection that is just about locking in unaccountable, anti-democratic, anti-constitutional power for Republican politicians. It's one of the most radical, far ultra-mega Republican factions you can possibly imagine, who have nothing to offer for regular people's lives, versus Democrats who think voters should decide who leads them and make the case that they'll deliver for people. That, to me, is the core of this contrast. And it's not hard to see where most Americans wind up when the options are clear.
Ben, we've been accused by conservative listeners of, you know, we just can't move on. We're lingering on this whole Trump thing. I tell you what, man, it's hard to move on. It's hard to talk kitchen table issues if democracy's at risk. This puts us in a unique circumstance. I mean, normally it's about, you know, who's got the better policies. We've moved, it seems to me, sometimes way beyond policy. It's not about policy. It's about the soul of the nation. Ben, am I being a little hyperbolic here?
You're not being hyperbolic. It is whether we want the next generation to grow up in a democracy or not. Now, here's the thing I would add to that. Democrats are talking about the issues that affect people's lives. You're going to be talking today about a workers' bill of rights. We, you know, the governor goes across the state going to main streets where small businesses have opened their doors, opened previously shuttered storefronts because our state government invested in small businesses instead of handing it out to giant foreign corporations, as Rebecca Clayfish liked to do. And that really is delivering for people. Republicans are obsessed with relitigating 2020 and shredding our Constitution so they can succeed in 2022 and 2024 with what they failed to do in 2021 with the January 6th insurrection. It is the Republican Party running the Gableman investigation. It's the Republican Party that wants to disband our bipartisan Wisconsin's Elections Commission. Over and over, Republicans are insisting that the number one issue, they call it election integrity, and what they mean is stop elections from determining who leads our country and let Republican politicians make that decision. So the January 6th investigation is about exposing exactly what they tried to do last time and how they're still trying to do it. If you want to deliver for folks who don't want to think about politics, they just want to make ends meet and raise their kids in safe, happy, thriving communities with great schools, you've got to elect Democrats who are not going to spend all their time trying to uproot our system of representative democratically elected government.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. He is Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. I think we're both looking forward to the January 6th hearings kicking off just a little later this evening. Live right here on Devil Radio and the show. We're broadcasting live 7. Please tune in. Ben, it's unusual to think there's a January 6th at least participant. I'm not going to say he's a full-blown insurrectionist, although he's got some other problems on his record. But in the third CD, the Republican represented by all indications will be Derek Van Orden. And this guy used his campaign cash to travel out to the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Now, he said, well, I was standing by. I wasn't really an active participant. But the video tells a little differing story. And whether or not he participated specifically that day, it's the kind of guy that takes guns on airplanes and gets caught in airports carrying loaded guns onto plates. Not the sort of guy I personally would want representing where I went to college in the third CD. Ben, what's the Dem Party's take? I know we haven't yet picked a nominee in that race, but what's the Dem Party's take on insurrectionist Derek Van Orden?
Derek Van Orden didn't just use his campaign funds to go to the January 6th protest and then went to Capitol grounds and then lied about it and tried to delete his social media posts. He didn't just try to bring a loaded gun on a plane. He also got into a raging fight, a battle with a teenager at a public library because he didn't want had to have LGBT books at public libraries in his district. This is someone who's so far out of step. Whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or independent, whether you love politics or hate politics, he is so far on the fringe, a troll in the mold of Marjorie Taylor Greene, who thinks he can represent a district where common sense, no matter what party you're in, should be at the heart of how you approach politics. Ron Kind was congressman there for 24 years, even when it voted for Donald Trump. Twice, folks elected Ron Kind because he was just a common sense human being who tried to do the right thing. I know all the Democrats who are running for that assembly, or excuse me, for that congressional seat, each of them has that kind of basic Western Wisconsin, common sense, good Wisconsinite kind of spirit. Derek Van Orden does not. He would embarrass our state over and over in the most extreme ways. And he's on probation right now. He's already in trouble with the law. Over in Pennsylvania, the leading Republican running for governor was just arrested.
Michigan.
Our friends in Michigan. He was just arrested for his role in the January 6th insurrection. I don't want to have to wake up in the morning wondering whether a Wisconsin member of Congress is going to be arrested for participating in an attempt to overthrow the government of the United States. That is not the Wisconsin way. It's not what we need. It's also why I think Derek Van Orden is going to lose.
Ben Wickler, let me ask you about the Democratic Party's challenge to the ballot signatures of Tim Michaels. Michaels, recently endorsed by Donald Trump, came out of kind of nowhere, apparently out of Connecticut, to come run for U.S. Senate from Wisconsin. And his family's very, very wealthy. They got a big construction business. But Michaels listed apparently an erroneous address. And Clay Fish, who also is running for the same position, well, she had a similar problem. She got it right on her ballot signatures. Where do you think this will play out? And when is this decision made? This will be decided as soon as tomorrow, perhaps?
So Tim Michaels talks a big game. He talks about election integrity all the time. That's the number one issue for Tim Michaels, election integrity. That means he suddenly won't say whether 2020 was stolen. Since he got Trump's nomination, he's decided he wants to disband the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And yet when he turned in his nomination signatures, contrary to our legal requirements, he didn't put his zip code. He didn't even put his legal mailing, the city in which he legally resides for mailing purposes, on his nomination papers. So for someone who thinks that voters should be disenfranchised if they don't put their zip code on the back of their absentee ballot envelope, this is someone who failed to meet the legal requirements to get on the ballot. So we filed a nomination challenge. We think he should be held to the standard that he thinks Wisconsin voters should be held to at a minimum. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will look at this complaint tomorrow. They have a meeting. The Republican Party, Robin Voss, apparently thinks the same standard is absolutely appropriate. He's filed to kick off a Democrat, and they've filed to kick off, I think, 9 different challengers to Assembly Republicans. There's going to be a whole bunch of these nomination signature challenges. And Tim Michaels has been silent over whether he thinks all these other people should be kicked off, but he filed a response that admitted that this was not his address, that the form was incorrect, that he said that inadvertently volunteers were circulating the wrong form. So I don't think he meets the legal requirements. And whether or not the Elections Commission votes the same way and happens the same way in court, this is clearly a guy who thinks that rules should not apply to him, but they should be used to penalize people who don't agree with him. And that is so fundamentally anti-small d democratic. It puts him out of line with the core idea of a democracy, with the core idea of Wisconsin. It's a reason clearly why Donald Trump likes him, because he's another guy who thinks the rules don't apply to him. But, in Tim Michaels' case, he came into the company that his parents founded, which took him all across the country. He's at a very exciting time living on the East Coast. And now he thinks he can waltz in, not follow our laws, and take over the governorship to hand the state to Donald Trump. Not going to fly.
Now, Ben, I know you did a recent WisPolitics luncheon, I think, with your colleague on the Republican Party side. Ben, it was implied or reprinted $700 million coming into this state and this elective cycle. Ben, is that a typo or is that possible? $750 million? Oh no, my friend Ben's not moving much. I think Santa Claus got stuck. Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party chair, we might have lost him. We had him zooming in and, you know, the Zoom stuck. So I'm going to put him down for $750 million. I just want like 0.1% to flow right here through the fine coffers of Devil Radio in the shop. We appreciate Ben Wickler coming around. Be like Ben. Listen or watch the January 6th hearings. Tonight they kick off 7 o'clock Central Time right here on Devil Radio in the shop. Now, this big show, we're going to come back. We'll take more of your phone calls at 608-225-4640. And we got some tape of Kevin McCarthy. I guess he's the House Minority Leader. Some incriminating tape. Said some stuff. They caught him on tape. And we're going to give you a little preview of the January 6th hearing. What it could be like. A little preview of the tape. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back. It's the Thursday edition. The J6 hearing edition. It feels like Christmas. That makes you Santa Claus fans, right? Come back, more Devils. Hey-o.
Tradition!
Tradition! Tradition! Tradition!